Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. And I got to tell you right now, I'm a kind of a happy host. We had some people come through on Monday with some matching money for the last hour and for this hour, too. And it was a lot of money, frankly, and that's a wonderful thing, but it also brings a little anxiety. Like, are we going to be able to hit that number? And we had $15,000 match last hour. We hit it by the top of the hour. Sometimes we don't even know whether we have or not for 10 or minutes or so after while it all gets added up. But by the top of the hour, we had gotten there. Some very generous donors came through. We're very grateful to all of you. So I'm a happy host right now. And now we continue. But now we've got Carlo Broussard here with us. Carlo Broussard, apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. Hi, Carlo Broussard.
Hey, 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 Cy.
And this is your first time that we've had you in here for when we're raising money.
I think it's actually the second time, if my memory serves me correct.
Did it go well before? Just let me know. Just please say yes.
Well, the first year I was here, I think I sat in and substituted for someone for one of the drives.
Oh, okay.
And so this is my first time since then. So it's great to be back in the saddle, especially with you, Cy, trying to chat with our folks out there to inspire some folks to give us a call at 888-291-8000. Did I do okay there?
Man, nice, nicely done, Broussard.
In order to help us do the work, the great work that the Lord is calling us to do here at Catholic Answers, something, a work and a great mission that everyone can participate in. You don't have to be super duper apologists like Tim Staples and Jimmy Akin, or attempting apologists to be like myself.
Oh, come
but
on.
But you could actually contribute financially, which is what we need to do the work that we do here at Catholic Answers.
888-291-8000 is that number to make your pledge. About half the lines are full right now. We have a $15,000 match again this hour because of those generous donors. Man, are we grateful right now. We're halfway through our spring pledge drive, and we are 36% of the way to the goal. That means that we're behind, but we're within striking distance. We can do that. That's an attainable thing. We are going to need people to respond, to step up. But man, we tell you what, one thing you find out during these pledge drives, the Lord has a lot of good friends. There's a lot of people who are just, I don't know, kind and generous and helpful and want to make sure this program stays on the air. We're not fooling you or pulling your leg when we say we cannot do this without you. It is really one of those situations. And as you know, Carlo, you've been here how many years? How many years have you been here?
3.5 years.
Three and a half years. It feels like 10, but no, that's not really. but you know how it gets in the summertime here, where there's
a
couple
decrease.
Months where you're like, how are we doing? Are we going to make it? Are we going to be all right?
That's when the Lord calls us to really get on our knees and start begging, right?
Right.
To exercise that humility, because we do rely on God's providence. But here's the key, Cy, if I could just throw in a little philosophy here and how this applies.
I'm surprised you're going to throw in some philosophy, Carla.
I mean, think about it. You know, God, of course, God is the source of all of our blessings and all of our good things. But in his providential plan, he wills that we participate in that providential plan. And there's a great nobility in that side, that God just doesn't do it all by himself, but that he wills for us to cooperate with him in the great work of salvation and saving souls that he does. He wills to do that in and through us.
Yeah.
In our case, we're here producing the content. And for our listeners out there, God is calling you to be participants, to be cooperators with him in his providential plan, to allow us to contribute financially and allow us to continue doing the great work that we do here at Catholic Answers. So there's a great nobility and dignity in cooperating in that providential plan to be a real cause, right?
A real cause.
A real cause of effects. God just, he ain't the puppet master up there doing it all himself. He wills for us to participate in that plan and bring about real effects in cooperation with him.
I imagine that if I would really like to make it to heaven. I have faith in God's goodness that I can do that. It's not in my own, but
by
in
God's
his,
grace.
By his. And if that when that day comes, I know that there will be many people to thank who I don't know, who I never met them.
Amen.
I didn't know that they made a sacrifice on my behalf, or they prayed on my behalf,
sure.
or Or they gave to some institution that helped
That's right.
me. And I it would be – it's a wonderful thing. It's going to be a very happy thing to thank one another, to be able to say you – it's not just that you were a like you said, a puppet or something. Of your own free will, you made it possible that I can be here in heaven with God today.
Amen. As St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, I become all things that I might save all.
Yeah.
St. Paul understands his role as being a co-savior, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his role as a minister in the church. But we're all co-saviors in the sense that we participate in the saving work of Jesus Christ. And that knowledge will be granted unto us at the end of time,
right,
at the final judgment, when the Lord reveals to us all of the ripple effects that our actions had, both good and bad. And mm-hmm. But we will rejoice in God's wisdom and in his mercy. But ultimately, like you said, being able to thank those who contributed to me achieving my final end, right? My salvation, eternal life in heaven.
Right.
But God will give us that knowledge and we will be able to rejoice in that.
And it really is impressive to see it from the way we see it on our side of the microphone, that we actually can see that, look, radio stations pop up that weren't there last year, you know?
Right.
And why does that happen? Because there's these good people who did that. Or, or we get the funds from a pledge drive that we didn't expect to get. And now we can do things like start the School of Apologetics.
Amen.
Or publish some more books or do social media. We have a social media outreach now that's tremendous with
right.
Rochelle running it. And we've got the podcasts and you're all over. I mean, where's Carlo? It's like a game around here. Where's Carlo?
Just recently, I was in Wenatchee, Washington, my old stomping grounds, where I was doing ministry before coming here to Catholic Answers. And I met one of the ladies there who just recently came into the church because of Catholic Answers and Catholic Radio.
Wonderful.
A good friend of mine there started up Catholic Radio in Wenatchee, and this lady who was a Protestant at the time heard Catholic Answers on the radio, started listening, got hooked, and she's a Catholic now. And so our listeners out there, you are an essential part of bringing about that fruit, and you can continue to do so by calling 888-291-8000 and make a contribution to Catholic Answers so that we can get that match of 15,000 so that we can bear even more fruit and more folks can keep coming into the church, because we want every Easter vigil to be
packed
and chock-a-blocked
right.
with converts.
888-291-8000 is the number. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We're going to go to calls in just a minute, so don't worry. We're going to do our regular job. 888-291-8000. If you would be so kind as to pick up that phone, help us make that match this hour. If we do, I believe we are on track. If we can get it done this hour, we are on track, and we'll just wrap it up tomorrow, and then we won't come to you ask you for money again for a long time. 888-291-8000. When you pick up that phone and call that number, you are going to be talking directly to a Catholic Answers staffer right here in the building with us. No one else is answering those phones. They're not going out to a call center anywhere or anything. You're going to talk to one of us, and it really fires people up when you do call. Again, 888-291-8000. This radio program is on hundreds of radio stations. It is on the internet in a whole variety of different ways. It's on satellite radio. It's all around the world being broadcast right now, and we are more than halfway through our pledge drive. And I'm going to tell you right now a statistic: 334 people have picked up that phone and called. That means that everything we're doing right now is being supported by 334 people out of the hundreds of thousands of people who listen. I mean, we know that there are tens of thousands of people just via the internet
right.
thing. And I'm going to tell you something else. I've already been looking at some of the comments left by donors. Several people, I'm not Catholic, but God bless you for what you do.
Praise God.
And so it's Catholics and non-Catholics supporting us. And look, if it's 334 people, you got to know that's a very small number to support an apostolate
Amen.
Like this. And one more makes a huge difference. You're one of a very – if you just pick up that phone and call – whether it's $5, $10, $100 if you can do it. Maybe you're super blessed and you can do $1,000 or $5,000 or something. You're one of just 335 people right now if you pick up that phone and call. from around the entire world that are making this broadcast possible. 888-291-8000. Our topic for this hour with Carlo, I misstated it last hour and I apologize for that. We're taking calls on obstacles to Catholic faith. We want to help you overcome obstacles to the Catholic faith. If there's something that gets in your way of fully embracing, of being able to say, like, I'll tell you, frankly, I'll say it, I hold and believe everything that the Catholic Church holds and believes without reservation. I know that it's all true. Is there something that's holding you back from being able to say that or being able to live that? We would love to answer your objection this hour. 888-318-7884 is the number to call for that. If you want to get in and talk with Carlo, 888-318-7884. I'm only going to give that number out one more time this hour. Because I got to give out the other number, the pledge drive number. So if you have an obstacle to the Catholic faith, 888-318-7884. You ready to take some calls, Carlo?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
So. All right. Let's go to Scott in Florence, Kentucky, listening on 740 AM. Scott, delighted to have you with us. Your question for Carlo. No? Scott in Kentucky. Really? Is he potted up there? I got nothing. That is a dead line. I don't know. There's somebody there. I can see there's somebody there on the line, but I have never heard a line more dead than that. There wasn't even a pop or a crackle, nothing. Okay, so I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to go straight to New Orleans, Louisiana, because I know once you start talking to a guy from Louisiana, we might not get the two of you off the phone. But he's listening on a WQNO. Mike in New Orleans, your question for Carlo.
Jeff, can you hear me?
We can, Mike. Your question.
Okay. Well, I've been asked by your screener to kind of make my question more concise. So, and by the way, this is not intended to be a gotcha, but when I ask the question the way she asked it, it's going to play out that it might have sounded that way.
Okay,
I assure you. I think your number is the end in truth. T-R-U-T-H, and that's all I'm trying to do is find the truth. I am a semi-practicing Catholic, though. Okay.
Okay.
This question, no one has ever been able to answer satisfactorily to me.
Okay.
Now, the question I will ask it, to be honest with what the call or screener asked me to do, is, did Jesus have any biological brothers?
Oh, did he? Did Jesus have any biological brothers?
Okay, very good question, Mike. The short answer to that question is no. To simply answer the question. Now, I'm assuming perhaps that the reason why you're asking the question is because the Bible in some places, for example, in Mark chapter 6, verse 3, and elsewhere in the Bible, that the Bible speaks of Jesus's quote-unquote brothers. So I would assume that the reason why you're asking that question is because of those biblical passages, which would seem to indicate that our Catholic belief that Jesus didn't have biological brothers, that Mary didn't have other children, would contradict sacred scripture. But of course, that's not the case. And so I would encourage you, first of all, Mike, to check out our website, catholic.com. We have a plethora of information on this particular topic, free articles, audio and video, that explains those biblical passages that speak of Jesus's quote-unquote brothers. And fundamentally, Mike, just because the term brothers is used in Scripture, in the Greek they're adelphoi, which is plural of adelphos, it doesn't necessarily follow from that that those brothers are biological brothers of Jesus, because the term brother has a wide range of meaning. It can be used for spiritual brotherhood, as, for example, when Ananias, the disciple Ananias, comes to Paul and says, "Hey, Brother Paul, arise and be baptized," or brother, I think he said Brother Saul at the time, arise and be baptized. Of course, he didn't refer to Saul as his biological brother. He was speaking of a spiritual brotherhood. We see in the Greek version of the Old Testament, in Genesis chapter 14, I think it is, where Abraham and Lot yeah. are referred to with this. Yeah, Genesis chapter 14, we read about how Abraham and Lot are referred to each other with the term adelphos. So brother is used to explain or to connote and convey their kinship, their relationship. But obviously they weren't biological brothers because Lot was Abraham's nephew. So we see that brother can be used in a wide semantic range. So just because it's used, it doesn't follow that those individuals were Jesus' biological brothers. They would have been some sort of kinsmen of Jesus, perhaps cousins. There is an ancient tradition in Christianity that perhaps they were half-brothers, sons of Joseph, and being that Joseph was a widower. And so these would be half-brothers, but not biological brothers, and sons of Mary. But the other tradition in the church is that these brothers were cousins of Jesus or some sort of kinsmen of Jesus, but not biological brothers. Like I said, you can check out Catholic.com for more information on that.
Mike, thank you very much. Great to get a call from New Orleans. Appreciate it very much. Right now I'm looking and there are four people on the lines and it looks like about 11 people ready to take calls. So my math's not good, but that's like seven. That's seven open lines right now, and we have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Got a long way to go to make that match. I'm feeling pretty confident that if you will pick up the phone, we will get there. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to give. 888-291-8000. Want to give you some gifts, especially we want to encourage, and I try to just tell you the truth. Let you make up your mind about what you want to do, but I don't like to be manipulative about these things. Part of the reason we give a gift for the monthly pledge is that monthly pledges actually mean a lot to us, and it's for two reasons. One, that allows us to build a relationship with you, and for an apostolate like us, relationships are everything. We want to grow in our friendship with people all around the world, and we want to have those contacts. We want to have people we're able to turn to when things are tight around here. So I don't want to fool you. We want that. We want that relationship with you. The second thing about monthly pledges is they make it possible for us to do planning and to know we're going to make it through certain times if we do certain things. So if for example, next month there's an idea of, well, if we want to improve our, say, I don't know, internet portal, we're going to have to spend this money. Are we going to make it through July and August if we spend that money now? Well, monthly pledges make it possible for, you know, Phil, who does the all the finances here. And is constantly rolling his eyes at my financial. He's like, oh, Si, come on. That is not how money works. But he runs the finances here. It allows him to look at the, you know, concretely at the whatever the numbers are. They use spreadsheets and things. I don't even know what a spreadsheet is. It's something. And he looks at it and magically he knows, yeah, we're going to be okay. Spend the money. Or no, we're not going to be okay. Don't spend the money. And that's really important to us. So all that said, just to be put it all on the table and be honest with you. We want to be friends with you. We want a long-term relationship with you, and we need that planning thing. And that's why if you're able to give a pledge of $18 a month or more, I stress the or more part, we're going to send you two books. Sohrab Ahmari's wonderful book, From Fire by Water, My Journey to the Catholic Faith, kind of an adventure story of a conversion story of a Muslim man in Iran who became Catholic. And also Dr. Edward Sri, one of our great friends here, Dr. Edward Sri, his beautiful book, No Greater Love, A Biblical Walk Through Christ's Passion. We'll send them both to you if you'll just do that monthly pledge, $18 a month or more. And let me just add to that. Look, there's also the match. So you do $18 a month. To us, that's $36 a month, and we get it immediately. We get it right now. We get the whole year matched right now today when you make that call. 888-291-8000. We'd love to send you the books. We'd love to be your friend, and we'd love to get that match. 888-291-8000. If you can make a one-time pledge of $500 or more, we'll give you those two books. And we're going to add Mary, the Bible and the Mother of God from Brant Petrie, 8-CD set on wow. Mary with this. Look at this beautiful study guide.
Yes, fantastic.
Very, very well done.
They did a very good job on it. Yeah.
We want to send you that if you can make a pledge of $45 a month, or if it's a one-time thing, $500 one-time pledge. And again, we got $15,000 in match. If you can make a $500 pledge, it's $1,000 to us. That goes a long way around here. And maybe we are one of those people who can make $1,000 or a $5,000 pledge. We'll send you all the gifts, and you'll also be in one of our giving societies, either the President's Club or the Founders Circle, and those both come with their benefits as well. 888-291-8000.
Yeah, that prize there, the Mary product there would be good for someone like Mike, who called in about Mary and the brothers of the quote unquote brothers of Jesus in Scripture, and dealing with Mary's perpetual virginity, or perhaps our other teachings about Mary being immaculately conceived and free from personal sin throughout the rest of her life,
right?
Even her bodily assumption. I'm sure Dr. Petrie addresses all of those topics in that as well. So it's important that our listeners out there, they give us a call, 888-291-8000, make the donation that is needed in order to get that product, because I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed, right?
A little bit of the Cajun comes out. I love when Cajun slips out there, Carlo. 888-291-8000 is the number. Still lines open. The lines are starting to fill up, and thank you very much for that. We appreciate that. If you can make that monthly pledge, we'd love to be your friend. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. You think it doesn't make a difference? You think it doesn't make a difference when you support Catholic Answers Live? Here's what it does.
It's important to me because I learn more on Catholic radio than I ever learned through all my schooling. The other thing is it constantly helps me to stay focused on what is important in life. And that is to emulate Jesus's example. Thank you and have a good day.
That's a beautiful testimony.
Amen.
Those are the things we hear around here.
You know what? Recently, you just hit on a key word there, friendship.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times when I'm out speaking on the road, when people come up to me and tell me how they listen to us on Catholic Answers Live, and they say things like, wow, I feel like you're a part of my family. I feel like I know you, like they've never met us before, but they hear us on the radio and it establishes that relationship and that friendship, right?
Yeah.
And that's important because of that friendship that allows for them to want to listen more. It draws them, it attracts them into looking into what we have to do here at what we do here at Catholic Answers, and it allows them to be connected, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, to give donations. So that friendship element is key to what we do here at Catholic Answers. And I'll also tell you this, for our listeners out there who are thinking about picking up that phone, maybe they're on the fence of whether to dial 888-291-8000 and make a donation, right?
Right.
You like how I slipped that in, right? If they're on the fence, listen to this, this idea of friendship. Several times, you know, in the 3.5 years that I've been here, you know, I take calls, I do emails and answering people's questions, right? And very often what happens is someone will call and we have a conversation, I'm answering their question. Well, what happens? A friendship establishes,
yes,
right?
Right.
I have several people who call me periodically to ask me questions, and we have this ongoing friendship that we've established in talking about the faith. And there's a great joy and great delight in that. So friendship is key here at Catholic Answers. And I will say this, here in the building and our work environment here at Catholic Answers, especially the radio department. Right?
Yes, thank you. Right. And the apologetics department.
Yeah. You know, the friendships that we have here is phenomenal.
Right.
And the joy and the festivity that's present, that excitement that's present here in the building at Catholic Answers is phenomenal. And that friendship would not exist if it wasn't for you listeners out there supporting us financially so that we can be together to establish those close bonds of friendship, so that we can establish close bonds of friendship with others who are calling in asking questions, who in turn will establish friendships with others and evangelize and bring more souls into the faith.
And come Lord's kingdom. That's what that sounds like. So bring it on. The kingdom of God. Let us work together to make that kingdom present here in this world. Again, 888-291-8000 is the number. Five lines open right now. 888-291-8000. You want to say something else?
Yeah, they need to fill up those lines. And you know why, Si?
Why?
Because they have a mandate from the church herself, right? So in the Second Vatican Council's decree on the means of social communication, the Second Vatican Council states that social communication, and in particular radio, is an indispensable means for evangelization.
Yeah.
And it goes on to state that effective support should be given to good radio. Now, I ask you listeners out there, is Catholic Answers Live good radio? Now, I personally will answer, yes, it is, because I learned so much from Catholic Answers Live.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Catholic Answers Live and the good work of Catholic radio in general. So if that is the case, then it's important that we give support to what we're doing here at Catholic Answers. The decree goes on to state, Si, you're going to love this. The Synod advises the Church's children of the obligation they have to maintain and assist Catholic radio. Right?
That's from the Second Vatican Council?
That is.
Man, I should have that on my wall. I got to make a poster out of that. Okay, another reason to be grateful for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at the Second Vatican Council.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit said, support Catholic radio. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Carlo Broussard, our guest this hour. Your calls for Carlo right after this.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, open forum, more than halfway through now our spring pledge drive. The spring pledge drive is kind of important because we do struggle a bit in summer, but I have told you all that. Our need, I think, is clear. We do need your support and your help in order to continue to make this show and to do the other things that we do here in the radio studio, including we make a TV show in here. Andrew comes in here every now and then. We make a TV show, and then we're broadcasting right now on I think you used the word broadcasting on Facebook and YouTube and Periscope and a whole bunch of other stuff. What? I don't know if you're broadcasting. Casting when it's on the internet. We're internet casting.
We need to ask the millennials there, man.
No, if you ask them, they make fun of you before they tell you the answer. Look at the way they look at it. They just shrug and look at you like, you're an old man. Don't ask me. So I don't ask them anymore. It's too I feel too much shame asking them. But, you know, going out by the grace of God and the grace of EWTN, going out on satellite radio around the satellite radio and shortwave radio around the world. I'm going to give you that statistic again because this is the number we're at, 350. 350 people. Come on. Out of all the people around the world listening, 350 people have picked up the phone or gone to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and made their pledge. And those people are making it happen. And, you know, I got to thank you.
Amen.
There's been a couple of either extremely wealthy people or just people who happen to have money lying around who have really helped us out this pledge drive. And look, what you're doing is there's a lot of people who can't pay for this. There's a lot of people who really need this. And, you know, maybe it's an atheist person and they're not going to pick up. Well, we have had atheists who've given us money. We've had Lutherans. We've had Hindus. We've had, but those are, let's just say that's a little rare.
Right.
Okay. That's not going to pay the bills.
Right.
But it does encourage us. But, you know, the atheist person who's listening, we have lots of atheists who call, talk to Carlo and want to know, is there any intellectual basis at all for believing in God? They're not going to pick up the phone and call, but because you gave that $5,000 or that $8,000, you covered the bill for so many people, for hundreds and hundreds of people who are going to benefit. And you know what? And also the other end of the spectrum, you know, people who are more in like my earning power group. and I ain't joking, Carlo. People giving, you know, $10 a month or a $5 pledge. It's all matched right now. It's all being doubled
and
right
it
now.
It all goes toward saving souls and the work of Jesus Christ. You can become a worker in the vineyard.
I do want to give out the call number for Carlo. If you have a question for Carlo, because we don't want to just fundraise during this hour. We also – basically, we want to answer your questions. So if you have an obstacle to your Catholic faith or to the Catholic faith in general, maybe you just want to say, look, I can't be a Catholic because there's no such thing as God. You people are nuts. If you want to call and tell Carlo that, he doesn't take offense at all. I'll be honest with you. Carlo is a little nuts, but I probably shouldn't have said it that way. Let me give out that number.
We would appreciate a spirit of charity, I must say.
Sorry, Carlo. 888-318-7884 is the number to call. If any obstacle at all, maybe it's an emotional obstacle. I just can't get over the sex abuse scandal, or I just can't get over the fact that the church is so rich. Whatever it is, there are answers to these things. We'd like to offer them to you. Whether they'll resonate with you or not, you'll have to decide. Or maybe you're like, you know what? You Catholics are works, and Jesus is faith, and your religion is a religion of works. If you want to call and challenge us with that one, you're welcome to do that. 888-318-7884 is the number to call. If there's something that puts an obstacle in your way to a full embrace of the Catholic faith, 888-318-7884. I'll tell you what, even if you are almost a completely perfect brother in the faith, meaning you're in the Russian Orthodox or the Greek Orthodox Church, we're so close to one another that we drive each other crazy. That's how close we are. And you're like the filioque. That's it. That's my obstacle. Or the Pope. That's my obstacle. You'll take those, right?
The filioque, that gets
that's a
pretty,
hard one.
Yeah, that gets a pretty
okay,
big,
look, don't call with
deep.
The filioque, okay? We'll do that.
We might have to.
We'll let Carlos study on the filioque, and then we'll come back to that. But if you got a trouble with the Pope, you're welcome to call as well. 888-318-7884. This is what we do here at Catholic Answers. We try to be accommodating to the person that has the question. It used to be, when Carl Keating founded this, the primary reason for Catholic Answers was fundamentalist challenges to the Catholic faith. Fundamentalist Christians saying no to things like baptism or no to the priesthood or no. And he, Carl said, we got to defend that stuff. And he did. And brilliantly. Carl is a brilliant man. More and more, Carlo, we have to do that. But we also have to defend very basic things like that there's a moral law.
Yep.
That there are biological facts about the human body, you know,
indeed.
Like
the body is essential to who we are and our identity.
Right.
That it's not just some sort of thing that we can manipulate at, you know, based upon our whim.
Right. And we can't just feed it cake whenever it wants cake.
Yeah.
It has a
moral significance to it. And we have to look to the truth of the human body in order to determine and evaluate, you know, what's good for us, what's bad for us, what's morally responsible for us and what's not, you know, and determining how we ought to live our lives.
All right. I said it before. I'll say it again. We need those. What really, really is very, very helpful to us is those monthly pledges. If you're willing to make a monthly pledge of $18 or more per month, we're going to send you two books, From Fire by Water, My Journey to the Catholic Faith by Sohrab Ahmari, a Muslim man who became Catholic, and No Greater Love, A Biblical Walk Through Christ's Passion from Dr. Edward Sri and Ascension Press. We'll send you them both if you'll just be our regular donor at $18 a month or more. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go to the calls because every single line is lighting up for you, Carlo. And I yapped and I got to get to the lines. But give me a little more Vatican II. I really liked the thing you were saying to me at the break about the fact that radio reaches people in safety, really, in the privacy of their home or something. That's, what did the church say about that?
Yeah, well, it doesn't necessarily come from the Second Vatican Council, but did come from Pope Paul VI's Apostolic Exhortation, Evangelii Nuntiandi.
I'll take a Pope's endorsement.
There you go.
I'm fine with that.
Where he says how in evangelization, it's necessary that we enter into the very strata and concrete milieu of people and convert their consciences and activities from within. In other words, we have to be present to them in order for them to dialogue with the gospel of Jesus Christ, he says. Now, what's interesting, what's beautiful about Catholic radio is that it allows us to be present to folks in their concrete situation, right?
Yeah.
In order for them to dialogue with the gospel. But there's an added bonus to that, namely that they're able to dialogue with the gospel of Jesus Christ in private. They're able to engage in that interior dialogue with us and what we're saying with Jesus himself in a way that is free from the fear of, well, what will other people think? If I'm thinking about these Catholic ideas and starting to reason this way, and I kind of like what those Catholic guys are saying there, in a public setting, if this is public, they might be more inclined to not engage in the dialogue.
Right.
But through Catholic radio, we're able to meet them in the privacy of their own home or the privacy of their car, and this inner dialogue takes place free from those concerns.
Yep.
And that allows for the seed, the word of God, to plant and root itself deep in that fertile soil to bear great fruit. So
it's something that he said that. And then we, with this Catholic radio revolution, we've actually seen he was right on about
that.
That's exactly what people tell us.
Yep.
Is I got to spend time with you guys, just letting you reason it out for me. Just, you know, it's not because – I mean, I do think that you're a brilliant person, Carlo. I really do. I'm not joking. But it's not your brilliance.
No.
It's the thing that you have devoted your intelligence to, which is here is the truth about Jesus and about the church. And that truth, if you can communicate it articulately, intelligently, people start to go, wait a second, that's the truth about me.
Amen.
That's the truth about me too.
Yeah, the truth has power. If the person is properly disposed and open to it, then that truth will bear fruit.
All right, a bunch of lines open, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Would you please fill up those lines? We are $8,000 away from meeting the match, and we have 22 minutes to raise that $8,000. So we do need your call, 888-291-8000. And now I'm going to stop talking and go to Janice here in California, listening to EWTN on Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 130. Janice, your question for Carlo.
Yes. Can you hear me?
We can, Janice.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure through my car phone. I wonder when our creed says that Jesus descended into hell, what that means as far as what souls was he ministering to?
Right.
What state were those souls in? And where did they go after Jesus descended into hell? Then what happened? Did he bring them with him eventually? Because he didn't go to heaven and ascend right away, right? He spent
Correct.
40 days ministering on the earth. So kind of what is that whole thing about?
All right.
Very good question, Janice. So as far as what the scriptural testimony, St. Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 19, that when Christ died, he went and preached to the spirits in prison. Now, the way the church has read that throughout the centuries and even today is that Jesus, when he descends into quote-unquote hell, as we say in the creed, he went into the abode of the dead, right? So in Greek, it's Hades. In Hebrew, it's Sheol. but it's simply the abode of the dead, which consisted of both righteous souls and unrighteous souls, the unrighteous souls being the damned. But as the Catechism points out very clearly, Janice, in paragraph 633, when Christ descended into the abode of the dead, or the realm of the dead, Sheol, he did not descend there to preach to the damned. He descended there to preach to those righteous souls existing in that state of existence in the afterlife, neither heaven nor hell, in that state of existence that Jesus affectionately refers to as Abraham's bosom in Luke chapter 15, I think it is. So that's the souls to whom Jesus preached when he went into the abode of the dead, revealing to them who he was as their Messiah. Now, as to the question, with regard to the question of when those souls would have ascended into heaven or entered into the glory of heaven, it would have been at the time of Christ's ascension. So the church has traditionally taught that when Christ ascended into heaven, those souls, those righteous souls in the abode of the dead, those in Abraham's bosom, so you're thinking of Abraham, Moses, and David, and all of the right Old Testament saints, they went into the glory of heaven, receiving the beatific vision with Christ at his ascension. So, does that help, Janice?
That does help, but I have a question. When you reference Moses and David and, you know, those known prophets and saints that are and patriarchs that we know, well, what about all of the millions of people on the earth that are there?
All of the millions of people on earth.
Well, there's people who died who aren't famous or aren't patriarchs.
Right. Okay,
they just lived
in Australia.
Old,
the regular old Joe who was a good person who died in friendship with God, right? Yeah, so those souls in the abode of those righteous souls in the abode of the dead would not have only consisted of the famous people in the Old Testament, the famous saints. It would have consisted of all souls of those people who died in friendship with God and thus existing in Sheol in the sort of a natural bliss, a state of existence that's not a state of suffering, especially not like hell, because that's only for the damned and the unrighteous, but a state of waiting, because they don't have the beatific vision yet, and they're waiting for that beatific vision. So there is a sense of a desire yet to be satisfied, but it would have consisted of any non-damned soul, right? Any soul of somebody who died in friendship with God prior to the advent of Christ, prior to the administration of sanctifying grace in a special way through the new covenant. So,
thank you, Janice, very, very much. Again, we are in the midst of our pledge drive. We're coming down to the last hour of the second day. That means we just got one day tomorrow, and then we are done with this pledge drive, and that's got to get us through for a long time. And so we ask you to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, and offer your support, because we need it. I just checked, and we are stuck at $8,000 left to go this hour. We have 17 minutes to do $8,000. 17 minutes, Carlo.
And our listeners can do it, Cy. I know they can. They are, and there's folks out there, I know you're sitting in your car, you're sitting in your home, and you're wondering whether or not you can support. And you might be thinking to yourself, oh, well, somebody else will do it.
Yeah.
No. If you're thinking that, it's a very good sign that God is moving in your heart. The Spirit is moving in your heart, trying to convince you to support the work that we do here at Catholic Answers. And all you got to do is just pick up that phone and dial 888-291-8000. And I tell you what, God will be pleased with that act of charity, because that's what it is. It is an act of love, an act of charity to help us do God's work in bringing souls into the fold of the Catholic faith.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Let's say you're listening right now and you're like, you know what? I have a current pledge of $20 a month going, and maybe I'd like to bump that up by $10. You know what? First of all, every bit of that is going to get matched of that $10 bump that you give us. But there's a weird little quirk in this this time on the pledge drive that I had forgotten to mention. But if you just bump up your pledge by $10 a month, we're going to send you the books as well.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's like, say somebody's already got an $18 a month thing going. I can't do another $18 a month. Well, go $10 a month more for the year, and we're going to send you No Greater Love, A Biblical Walk Through Christ's Passion, and Sora Bamari's book, Fire From Fire by Water, My Journey to the Catholic Faith, a kind of a thriller, exciting, and especially exciting story of a conversion, because it's a true story of a Muslim man in Iran coming to faith in the Catholic Church and then dealing with the consequences thereof.
And they won't be disappointed with Dr. Sri's book either. Dr. Sri was one of my professors in my graduate work at the Augustine Institute, and a fantastic scholar, fantastic author, fantastic speaker. So you will not be disappointed. So just pick up that phone, give us a jingle, and you'll be satisfied.
Yeah, Dr. Sri is the real deal. Has helped many, many people, including myself, with just kind of his writing has a way of kind of walking you more deeply into the truth, but doing so in a way that is very encouraging.
Sure.
Like, very encouraging about the love of God.
Amen.
So that's why No Greater Love, A Biblical Walk Through Christ's Passion, is such a fine book. It's a great author. And we want to give it to you if you can up your pledge by $10 a month, or if you can make a brand new pledge of $18 or more. I'm going to say this right now before I go back to the phones. I do often feel awkward saying very large sums because it just feels uncomfortable. But there are people who are especially blessed. And some of them are well-known people. I don't know. I've looked on this sheet today so far and seen some names of people that you would recognize if I said those names. I'm not going to say them.
Right.
But who gave, you know, two, four, in one case, $8,000.
Beautiful.
And those, I'll tell you
praise
what,
God.
Those things, well, if you're able to do that $2,000, that $5,000, maybe that $10,000, well, first of all, if you want to give it as matching money, that's fine. We'll use it tomorrow. If just give a call to 888-291-8000, say, I've got some matching money, I want to give it, and we will definitely use it tomorrow, our last day of the pledge drive. But also, when you give in that amount, well, we have $8,000 to match right now, so it's all going to be matched dollar for dollar. And also, you think about all the people. I mean, how many times have we been sitting here, Carlo, and a call comes from Nigeria? I don't know why, because there's a lot of Catholics in Nigeria. I guess that's why. And I'll tell you what, there's not a lot of people that are going to be sending us an envelope full of money from Nigeria.
Right.
I mean, there's people that got money in Nigeria, and there's a lot of people that ain't got no money in Nigeria, but it's a long way away and they've got their own problems. But you, when you pick up that phone and give that $1,000 or that $5,000 or that $10,000, if you can do it, first of all, you're going to let us breathe a lot easier here because we're struggling into the end of the hour.
Amen.
And think of the people who are being encouraged and lifted up in their faith. Do you want to happen in Africa what happened in Europe and is happening in the Americas in many places? A secular culture that just comes in and wipes out people's faith with kind of the ugly commercialism of its message, all the violence and nastiness that's involved in modern media, it turns people away from the faith. It damages the faith, and many people live decades without contact with God. You want to take all that and maybe prevent it in a place like Nigeria. Where the faith is still strong, but people need answers. They need encouragement in the faith. That's what you're doing when you pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. So let me again stress the two things that – I mean, any amount. Look, you got $4. You pick up the phone and call. It's $8 to us, and you have now become one of fewer than 400 people who will call these 2 days of the pledge drive. Fewer than 400 are the ones keeping us on the air for the next several months. So if you got the $4, please pick up the phone and share the $4. It makes a huge difference, 888-291-8000. But if you can make that monthly pledge, that is a kind of like monthly pledges are like the lifeblood of a nonprofit like us. We don't have money in the bank. We don't have an endowment. We don't get a grant from some, you know, from the U.S. bishops or the government or something. That monthly pledge is like, okay, we know that that's coming in. It'll all be matched dollar for dollar, and then we'll be able to plan around that coming in. And if you are one of those people who is just especially blessed, I don't know, you did really well in the stock market, or maybe you I don't know. What do people do? You developed strip malls.
Or maybe you had a good tax return this
year. Maybe you had a good tax return. Maybe you own your own pants company and you make pants and you're just making a killing making pants. Well, put some of that money to use all around the world, sharing the people have pants companies, Carlo. Why are you looking at me like that's not a thing? People make where do you think these pants come from? They don't make themselves.
No, they don't.
So
principle of sufficient reason, man. Gotta have a cause. And you know what?
Yeah.
The effect of keeping the lights on here at Catholic Answers needs a cause.
It does.
We need a financial cause, and that's you, the listener who are listening right now. Please give us a jingle at 888-291-8000, because when you do, you not only help us to bring non-believers into the fold, but you also help believers. You help strengthen those believers to preserve and keep their faith. And
praise
that
God.
Is absolutely essential, because if we don't feed the heart and feed the mind through the proclamation of the gospel, both the intellectual level and the heart level and the love, well, then that faith will dwindle away and die. So we got to feed the soul, right, with the truth, because as Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And that is what we do here at Catholic Answers. We try to proclaim the word of God in its fullness that subsists within the Catholic Church.
You can go safe and secure online and do it as well. It's only 30 seconds or so. That's what Jimmy tells me. I don't know if I could do it in 30 seconds, but people who are adept with those screens can do it. 888-291-8000 is the number you call, but I was mentioning the internet, so that's CatholicAnswersRadio.com is the place you go. You think we could do one more call real quick before we have to go?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Okay, let's go to Chris in Washington watching on Facebook Live. Chris, can you real quick phrase your question for Carlo? Give him a chance to answer before the top of the hour. Chris?
Hey guys, pleasure to be with you. Carlo, thanks for taking the call. I'm working on converting a Protestant family member of mine. I'm working on the pillars of, you know, kind of apostolic succession, and then they're really interested in the Protestant Reformation and what went on there in order to, you know, now spark that ripple therein today.
Okay, so what happened?
What are some key things you think I should speak about the Reformation to them?
Great question.
Well, due to our limited time, Chris, I'm just going to recommend a product that we have here at Catholic Answers. If you go to shop.catholic.com, type in the Protestant Revolution. It's a DVD sort of documentary that Trent Horn, our colleague and friend here at Catholic Answers, put together.
Let's just give it to him.
Yeah.
If you stay online, Chris,
fantastic.
We'll just give it to you because we're not having time to get to your...
Amen. And in that DVD, Chris, it goes point by point of some of the core central issues that sparked the Protestant Reformation that will be essential for you to know about in dialoguing with your Protestant friends and family members.
So that DVD is called The Protestant Revolution.
That's the title of it, Protestant Revolution.
Sorry we weren't able to go into more of it there because the history of it is really something.
Yeah, it's packed.
We're all just trying to love one another as Christian brothers and sisters now and work these things out. We're not trying to beat anybody over the head.
We recognize there was corruption at the time. There was some bad stuff going on among the leaders of the Catholic Church, as is today, that indeed needed to be reformed and purged. But at the same time, Martin Luther did deny certain key Christian principles and parts of God's divine revelation, which was not a good thing because you don't want to go against God's word.
Thank you so much for that call. Again, we are in the midst of our pledge drive. Tell you what, we only come to you 3 days a week, 3 days every quarter. And during those 3 days, we do just what we've been doing here with Carlo this hour. We answer as many questions as we can. We try not to just, you know, blow that off. That's key to what we want. We do, and we don't want to just raise money the whole hour. But we in the in-between times, when we got a little second, we come to you and ask you for your support. I'm going to tell you something right now, Carlo. Right now, I'm looking at the board. Every single line is lit up. That means every single...
Fantastic.
I am so grateful for that.
We're grateful to the listeners
there. Because we just said $8,000 by the top of the hour. It is now virtually the top of the hour.
And we might need it.
We could.
Possibly.
It's close. We'll have to let people know. It's not one of those ones where we're going to know by the time we go off the air. So we'll have to let people know tomorrow if we made that $15,000 match. But right now, look, $15,000 dollar for dollar match. If you've been thinking, hey, I should... I'm going to talk like I'm very wealthy. I should throw him a grand. I've never said that about anything in my life. If you've been thinking that, though, if you've been in your den.
Throw it our way. We'll take it.
Throw it now because it's going to be matched dollar for dollar.
Amen.
888-291-8000. What if he's – I could throw him what's $5,000 called? Is it just $5,000? There's not a thing for that.
I don't know. That's beyond that's in another league, brother. I don't play that.
Throw them a bag of five cabbages. I'm just going to say that like I know. I don't know. I don't know what the lingo is for the big money, but
throw it. We'll eat it.
Throw it. We need it as we come to the top of the hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, or you can just go safe and secure. Oh, I saw a line open up and just close. That's good. That
Amen.
Means that. But
Amen.
Listen, we're going to stay here. We're not going anywhere. We're going to continue to take your calls for 10, 15, 20 minutes. As long as the phones ring, we'll take the calls. If you want to make your pledge overnight, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge at any time, 24 hours a day while we're in this pledge drive. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Anything to the top of the hour here, though, is going to be matched dollar for dollar. Our donor is fine with it. If we go 5 minutes past the top of the hour, they're fine. Whatever. I'm just talking about overnight. That's a new thing. But we anytime. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Make your pledge. Carla, give me the number again, will you?
888-291-8000. And we love you, listeners. We want to be friends with you. We hope you want to be friends with us. God bless you.
Great job today, Carla.
Hey,
thank you very much.
Si.
Really enjoyed it.
It was a joy, man.
We'll see you tomorrow, God willing, on Catholic Answers Live.